Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Mary, supervisor on the floor. May I please have your zip code to locate the account, please?
Okay, honey, what do you want?
Your zip code.
98837.
Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and may I have your first and last name, please?
Oh, honey, you're going to have to speak up. Like, I'm hard of hearing.
May I have your name?
Yes, it's Cheryl Oakland, O-A-K-L-A-N-D, in Moses Lake, Washington.
Okay, and what's the street address?
Oh, 3010 West Peninsula Drive, number 78.
Okay, give me a moment, please. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry. My daughter's telling me to quit panting in the phone.
Okay, so it's showing that this is for the KitchenAid, and I've been advised that this is fraud, that you didn't order this.
Okay, it's a what?
It's for the KitchenAid. It's for entering to you pay $574 shipping on July 6th to win a KitchenAid.
A KitchenAid?
Yes.
What's a KitchenAid?
It could be any item. It could be like a mixer, a cake mixer. It could be a blender.
Nope, I haven't ordered anything. I don't cook, so I haven't ordered anything for the kitchen.
Okay.
Live alone, so.
Okay, so we can file this as fraud. What we'll do is we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. And your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place. Would you like for me to proceed?
Please.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm going to place her on a brief hold.
I guess I need to know what the item is.
Well, we wouldn't know, ma'am. It could be any of the item, a kitchen item. But you're stating that you have no recollection of paying $574 shipping on July 6th at all, correct?
Not only that, but the $56.95. I don't know what that's about either.
The $56.95 comes from paying the $574 shipping.
That was what?
The $56.95 charge, it comes from paying the $574 shipping. But you're saying that you didn't pay the $574 shipping, correct?
I didn't pay for the $56.95.
I understand that.
I mean, I don't know what that is.
I understand that, Miss Oakland. But did you pay $574 shipping on July 6th?
Apparently, that goes along with it, right?
It does.
It's on my card also.
Okay. Well, if you don't know anything about it, Miss Oakland, I'm going to place you on a brief hold so I can get the fraud investigation started on the account.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and I'm still here. Give me a moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, and in the meantime, Ms. Oakland, I'm going to issue a refund back to you, and the refund will go back into your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, a refund for what?
For the $56.95 charge.
Okay, do you have any idea what it is?
As we discussed, it was for a KitchenAid, so it could have been anything. It could have been a blender. It could have been a cake mixer when you paid the $5.74 shipping to enter to the sweepstakes contest.
Yeah, I have no idea about any of that.
Okay, well, everything is canceled. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
I think you've helped me. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling Customer Support.
You have a great day.